A couple of weeks ago, waiter and writer David Hayden hosted I'll Be Your Server Tonight, where servers, bartenders, and other restaurant industry folks share their deep, dark food service secrets. On our last show, we shared Mark Manning's story about growing up in the restaurant industry. It's up on our website in case you missed it. As David Hayden tells us, it's not at all like Cheers.
I never once saw Sam Malone mop a bathroom floor. I never once saw Sam Malone do a roll-up. I never once saw Sam Malone get yelled at by a guest who didn't get theirs in the end.
Well, the next story we're bringing you isn't from Sam Malone, but it is from Kansas City bartender Jeff Esparza. Here he is talking about when he just started serving at a diner, kind of like Denny's, in Northern California.
I was able, working about 20 hours a day, constantly, without a day off forever, to earn enough money to really do whatever I needed to do. It was really pretty amazing. Without a college education at that point, or graduate school education, which, by the way, is all it's gotten me is a job slinging drinks at a fish restaurant. I wish it were a joke. It's not funny. but at the time, I was waiting tables at a very busy but very run-down diner called Caro's in Concord, California, which is vaguely comparable to Independence, Missouri, east of about 20 miles east of Oakland, 30 miles east of San Francisco. And at Caro's restaurant one morning, just like any other restaurant, nobody calls in sick. Well, two servers had called in sick, and there were about 50 tables in the restaurant, which is a pretty good-sized diner. The only person working was a young woman named Wendy. And when I say young woman, she couldn't have been a day younger than 80. She was the strongest server you would ever see in your life. When I walked into that restaurant at 7 in the morning, she'd been going since 4:30. And she had been going with every single table in the restaurant full. She had everybody's drinks in front of them. Food was ordered for everybody. She was running around like a mad person. Moving faster than I had ever moved in my life, moving faster than I had ever moved boxing, moving faster than I had ever done playing basketball in my friends' backyards. I mean, this woman was moving. So I walk into this restaurant. As a fairly green server, I had been a fry cook, a dish boy, a bus boy, and, I was 19 years old, barely 19 years old. I barely knew what I was doing serving tables. I walked into this restaurant and started, back waiting for her. For those of you who don't know in the industry, I basically did anything she told me to. I was her boy. I sat there, I pulled beverages off the tables and refilled them. I pulled plates off the table. I took orders for guests that she needed to, and I started my own section, started taking tables. This isn't really part of the story. The important part of the story, really the end of it, for anybody in the restaurant that would know it, is that by 9 o'clock, she and I had taken every table in the restaurant, and it was entirely full. This can be extremely stressful. There are a ton of things going on when you're running 25 tables at a restaurant. 25 tables filled with people, each of whom wants their eggs cooked a different way, who wants their chicken fried a different way, who wants their chicken fried on top of their eggs a different way. Every drink concentrate needs to be defrosted to prepare the big batches of things that are going out. There's a ton of stuff behind the scenes that you're doing at a diner that isn't like waiting tables at a restaurant that's mediocre or highbrow, like the one that I work at now, where everything's sort of done for you and all you have to do is tell bad jokes and say really offensive things to get people to like you. You had to do a lot of things as you were going to prepare for this. And so by this time, I was quite frazzled. I was running, literally running, sprinting through the restaurant to do things. I was helping the fry cook, the single cook, cooking all of this food. I was helping to make the food. I was helping the drinks being made. And through the door at 9 a.m., I saw two women in their 70s come through with pink aprons, bright blue shirts, and ties tied like ascots, with their hairs still in curlers, pulling the curls out. They draped down like angels. These women marched in with their shoulders up, and their chests booming out, and they said, "I'm here. I can take tables." These women in their 70s all walked in. Everybody was in their 70s that worked and dined at this very blue-collar diner. very blue-collar diner in a blue-collar Hispanic town in the East Bay. And everybody first language was Spanish that dined there, almost everybody. They walked in, and when those curlers fell out, I don't think I've ever been happier in my entire life. It was like watching an elderly Mexican Superman blast through the doors. And it's not like I ever sat down and said, I want to be that person. Because I don't know. I don't want to work in the industry anymore. I've been awarded too many degrees and worked too long to still ask, do you want fries with that? Which I ask all the time. Do you want fries with that? That happens. It hurts my soul every single day. Not to demean any of you in the industry, but it's... you all know what I'm talking about. But someday I hope to make somebody feel as good as I felt when Trisha, Yolanda, and Juanita walked through the door at Caro's in Concord, California. That's all I've got.
Local bartender Jeff Esparza told his story at I'll Be Your Server Tonight, a recent event at the Writer's Place hosted by David Hayden.